I've always been interested in everything and pretty much naive about everything as well. So I tend to get myself into pretty dangerous situations. As my mom likes to put it, she's like, "Arcinda, yeah, you like to learn things the hard way." And she's right. I mean, case in point, summer of my sophomore year of college, I decided to stay in New Orleans, hang out with family and friends. But there's a rule in my family. If you're not in school, you have to work. So naturally, I had to get a summer job, which was fine, but I had to look for that summer job. I was browsing through the local Times-Picayune, and I came across an ad for the New Orleans Police Department. Now, I know nothing about the criminal justice system, but Law and Order was my favorite show. So I applied for the job. And I passed the written test, passed the drug test, and started that Monday. It was fun. It was. The first week, we watched videos on riots, learned about prisoner rights, learned how to handcuff and police procedures. It wasn't until that Friday that I actually learned what I would be doing. As we were leaving, the instructor told us, she was like, "Remember on Monday you will get your prison assignments. And ladies, wear two shirts just in case one gets ripped off. And on the board is the name of a local business that will give you your gear at a discount." I'm sorry, what? Prison assignments? No, Law and Order never covered prison. But I showed up Monday. And they gave us a nice little tour of central booking, and right there between fingerprinting and handcuffing, I got my prison assignment. I was assigned to Old Parish Prison. Now, for those of you not familiar with the New Orleans prison system, Old Parish Prison is the oldest all-male prison in New Orleans. From petty crime to those awaiting transfer to Angola, Louisiana's maximum security prison, this is no place for a good Christian Southern girl. But that's where I was. And of course, I had my two shirts on, my 1 week of training, and of course, no gear because I didn't believe we were going to actually be in the prison system. Most of my time there was pretty much reading and making sure the inmates didn't harm themselves and others. But I did have the occasional learning moment, as my mom likes to put it. I assisted on a cleanup crew. And once the inmates were done cleaning, one of them asked me if I wanted to inspect what he'd done. I was honored. I was like, "Yes, like what? You want to ask me? Perfect." Unfortunately, his spot was a shed in the back of the security office. I proceeded to follow him, not thinking, and all of a sudden, someone grabs me and turns me around. It's the senior officer. She looks me in the eye and she's like, "Never trust an inmate." And no, he was just going to show me, "Never trust an inmate." I got it. And so I told him, "Get back in line." Took him back to his cell. But the entire time, I couldn't help but thinking, like, this is the most lonely existence. I mean, you're working for a place where you can't trust anyone and no one trusts you. That's lonely. My second learning experience came when I had to escort a prisoner back to his cell. He had just been sentenced, and apparently he killed his brother and his best friend. The entire time we were going back, he kept saying, "I didn't do it, I didn't do it." Well, you were convicted by a jury of your peers? Like, that's the only answer I could give him. But as we left the room, I remember turning around and remembering 3 months ago, I was in a room similar to that size, but it was on my college campus. And in that room, the women outnumbered the men 20 to 1. Here I was the only woman in the room. I mean, granted, it was a male prison, so go figure. But I kept thinking, this is where all the men are. And here I am taking him, and he's going to go to Angola. He's going to spend the rest of his life in prison, not in college, not in the community. Reality check for me. My biggest learning moment was when I was in what I call the tube. Now, it's a prison about half the size of a football field, and it's surrounded by cells. They line the walls. In the middle are tables and chairs where the inmates can hang out and eat and things of that nature. And then there's also a telephone so they can contact the officer on duty. The officer station was enclosed behind a glass window, all 360, hence the word the tube. In it is a table that has buttons and switches and monitors and a few chairs. That's where I was. And then maybe my 5 minutes being there, the senior officer has to leave for some reason. As soon as she left, an officer comes in with an inmate. He buzzes me. Open up block 3. Okay. I look down, and there are no labels on the buttons. I don't know which button to press. So I sit there for a moment, stunned, and all of a sudden I get a phone call. I pick it up, and it's the inmate. And he's like, press the green button. No, you go and mind your own business, is what I told him. I hang up the phone, I look down, and there is a green button. The officer buzzes me again, 3, please. Okay, I don't know what to do. I don't know which button to push. I mean, I've seen the video in week 1. I press the wrong button. I can open up every cell in here, and they will lock this place down with me in it. Not happening. So I say a little prayer, and I press the green button, and it's the right button. The next day, I went into work, and I told them I quit. I was like, it's for health reasons, maybe? I don't know. But the truth of the matter is, that's when it hit me. Like, these are dangerous times, and there has to be a place where you put all these dangerous people. And yes, you know, Law and Order still is my favorite show of all time, please believe. But there's a reality to it. There's something after the show. So I learned the hard way that you should not make career decisions based on television and the movies. I also learned that tennis is actually fun because, of course, I had to go back to school and take a tennis class during that summer. But I also learned that prison, it is a place to house people, but they're human beings. And that's my story.